This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russia is reportedly holding a California woman hostage under charges of treason in Russia. The woman holds dual citizenship in both the U.S. and Russia, but she lives part-time in the Los Angeles area. Russian authorities allege the 33-year-old raised funds in support of Ukraine. The punishment for treason in Russia is up to 20 years in prison. The U.S., meanwhile, gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the passing of opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
What I came to tell you was, I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggest language among staffers transition from using things like brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the term with which others are comfortable and talk to people the way that they would like to be addressed.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. He told reporters Tuesday the memo did have Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. President Biden's brother, James Biden, will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. The inquiry is expected to center on two loans President Biden extended to his brother. This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty case are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston. Local deputies are linking him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend to the girl who lived out behind the family home. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley says she's not leaving the GOP presidential race.
Affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, Haley has dismissed calls for her to withdraw.
USA's John Schaefer. Two giants have merged in the credit world. Corey Myers has more.
Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion, bringing together two of the nation's credit card companies. It is an all-stock transaction, and under those terms, Discover Financial shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Minutes before the top of the hour, guess who we got, huh? I'm telling you, we saved the best for last. I'm telling you, it's always good to be talking to my good friend John Schlitt, lead singer, formerly of Petra, earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Dub Awards, 2 RIAA certified gold albums, you name it, he's won it, because he's just that good, and he blesses us with his presence right now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Well, hi, Bill. I don't know. With that kind of intro, what can I say?
Just thank you, God. thank you, amen. God, for the career and the blessing that and how this is, John. You over the years, I mean, decades of blessings, and you know, God anointed you. I believe He sanctified you, set you apart in a very special way, and. What can I say? I on top of being just a blessing, you're just a great humanoid. You know, you're a good person. And, you know.
Well, thank you, Bill. Oh my God.
If I can say, because some people, you know, sometimes you know you can get caught up into the glamour and you know all that kind of stuff, and you know, which isn't to say that you haven't been tempted, because we're all falling short, but yet you know, God has really protected you throughout all this.
Oh, you know, I just realized that I got a second chance, and I am so grateful to my Lord, and to have a chance to use the talents He gave me, to do the commission that we were all required to do. I mean, God didn't ask much, or He did, you know, and that's to spread the word about Jesus Christ. And in my case, He allows me to do it through music. He put me with some of the most amazing writers in the world, some of the most amazing musicians, and I've been blessed to be able to do this for years, as you said, decades. So for me to be uppity or, you know, a little arrogant, there's no room for it, because it certainly wasn't anything I did.
Yeah. Well, certainly, I mean, you're part of it. God used you. You're a willing servant of the Lord. And said, okay, here I am, use me. And God has done that. And in the process, this is the cycle of blessing. You know, you're blessed to be blessed, and, you know, you've been faithful to that. And I think this is why your, you know, career has been extended. And now here we're going to be talking about, your three CD set that's, coming out, that, I know you're excited to talk about. I mean, which really, it's a catalog of your music history, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, outside of Petra, believe it or not, yeah. I actually have a little bit of a history outside of Petra, and it's been a real honor to be able to do it. I never tried to compete with that ministry because there was no need, but I was able to venture out in what God puts on my heart personally, and again, able to use some of the most amazing musicians, writers, producers, and put together quite a package. And through the years, you know, it added up, and I'm just really excited to be able to bring across a sort of a compilation of what God's done in that situation.
Mm-hmm. It had to be eye-opening, because I think there's sometimes, you know, even my son, you know, he'll go, oh, Dad, you know, tell me about your radio career, you know, and you know, which has stemmed over 50 years or so, estimated, plus. And you know, and you don't think about it in that context. And then he starts asking questions. And as you go through and you realize, you go, wow, I've been really blessed. I mean, I've had great opportunities, met awesome people, you know, such as yourself, and, you know, been at moments of history, you know, whether it was with, you know, Robert Kennedy and his assassination, and, you know, Rosie Grier, you know, which to this day people are still confused. They think it was Rayford Johnson that got the gun, but it was Rosie Grier that actually got the gun from Ciaran. And so, you know, things in your life that you do that are associated with the media that you take for granted, but for you, here you are in looking back at your music history and you're unfolding this, and you probably first think, okay, outside of Petra, what have I done? And then you start looking at it, and you go, whoa, man, I've done a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah, when Gerda Records asked me if I would consider doing it's not a best of, but it's a documentary, basically, of my past music. And I said, are you sure? Really? You got it? And they said, oh, absolutely. We think this is amazing, especially with what's going on with the 50th anniversary with Petra. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, I'm honored. And they put together a package that was amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud to be part of it. And that's not a, you know, an arrogant pride. It's just it's a thankful pride of saying thank you, because there's a lot of material that was on my own label. And I've told everybody before, I'm a lousy label, so it really didn't get too much exposure. Mm-hmm. But to be able to put 40 songs on 3 CDs and have a really just a documentary, basically, telling the story of what God has done in my life through music and through other actions that will be talked about. It's just great. And to call it John Schlitt history, I think, absolutely made sense. It's not Petra history, it's Schlitt history, and right. I'm very excited about it.
John, when you revisit your history like this, I can sense that, you know, at times as you're listening to some of these cuts, it could be emotional. I mean, because you're remembering where you were at that time when, you know, you cut the song, what was happening in your life, and how maybe that music related, and, you know, the words that God gave you to sing, and that, you know, I just, you know, when you go back and you remember things like that, I can imagine the level of emotionality and how it increases.
Oh, absolutely. Every song I've ever sang as a Christian artist. Again, I've been blessed to be able to do some of the most classic stuff that's ever been. But I've always tried my hardest to be real with the message. Other words, it's not a job. It's a blessing. It's a ministry. With every song I've ever sang with as a Christian artist, I've tried my best to make sure that it comes across not only a great song, but a song with the message that changes lives. Even if it's not super direct, I try to bring across that attitude of there's a reason you're listening to this song other than just entertainment.
Is there anything else, John, that you feel you'd like to do? Because it's not like, I mean, some people said, well, John, you know, you're wrapping up your career. You know, you've got the Petra Tour 50 years, now the history of John Schlitt. Is there something else that keeps you up at night that God has dropped into your spirit and says, hey, John, how about if we do this?
Well, actually, right this moment, I've tried to go without music before, during right after Petra retired. I tried to get out of music, and it just doesn't work. So I have a feeling that as long as God allows me to sing, as long as I still have a range and stamina and actually way past my years already.
Let's go to a quick break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. More from John Schlett after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Better when you're not alone.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend John Schlitt is with us, talking about his new 3D set coming out. Or is it out now, John? John Schlitt.
No, as we speak, it'll be out in 2 days.
Okay.
But let's just say it's out now.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that because we're going to be playing this this interview several times. So by the time you hear this, it will be out. You need to get your hands on it. It is a real treat. And also, you know, before the break, we were talking about I want to talk about the Build a Ministry, but also, you know, about any new projects, because for some reason, I don't know why, John, but I'm hearing a set from you of just classic gospel music songs, the old tried and true song. I just want to hear those songs with the John Schlitt, signature.
That is by no means out of the question. If someone came to me and said, I have these a collection of the classic praise and worship songs that are very, very unique, mm-hmm. and I want to do it in your style, I would be there in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, well, good, because I felt like that's what God had dropped him, I'm taking a chance here, because, I can hear this, John, as we're talking, this is what, you know, for me, as a fan, I would love to hear, because I love gospel music, I love you, and to put these two together, I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, I could see a lot of people going into heaven listening to the songs that you were singing. Some great gospel traditional songs.
That would be an honor if anyone ever feels that they do a project like that. I would be excited to be able to be part of it. Singing with an orchestra has always been a dream of mine that I would love to do one of these days. With a major classic Christian big production type of thing. I would love to be part of that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, there's plenty of things, Bill, that I haven't done that I wouldn't mind doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at God willing, that this isn't just something that's coming out of the ether here. Perhaps it's God-inspired, maybe prophetic here, breaking news here in this interview that this would happen, that maybe the right people, who knows, they're going, look, I've had this project, I've been sitting on it for a long time, because sometimes that's what happens with God-given projects. I mean, after all, there was a guy that was building an ark, and it was about a 100-year project, so I don't know, we'll see.
You've got a point, but, I think just being available for all of us,
yes.
Being available and sometimes just being totally surprised with what God opens up for you, mm-hmm. but you walk through and you when it's all said and done, you go, oh my gosh, this is fantastic, great job, God.
Yeah. Amen.
You just never never shortchange God.
Amen. Because with Him, it's always about life. And life manifests itself in so many ways, whether it's music or, like you say, I want to say a side gig, but it's not really a side hustle. I mean, this has been something that, you're talented, you're gifted in building and putting things together. There's just no end to you, John Schlitt.
Well, God has been quite a blessing. No doubt about it. I just, my wish, my hope is that with the talents He's given me, I'm taking to where He wants me to take them. And I guess I think that's my biggest, not concern, but my biggest wish.
Well, yeah, because you want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, after all is said and done, don't we?
Absolutely. I don't want him shaking his head and go, John, I have bigger plans for you, buddy.
Yeah, like who are you? Kind of deal. Whoa, that stiffens my my spine really quick.
That should scare us all.
So let's talk about your building ministry. Tell our audience about that, because this is something that you do. As a service, you're just out there, serving people, and this is really a big part of your heart.
Well, with all the time, for a while, I had a lot of spare time, buddy. Not right at this moment, but it allowed me to visualize the possibility of being able to help in different ways other than music. And it formulated something called Build It Ministries, which basically, I think really when it comes down to it, I want to be able to help others that slip through the cracks. For instance, people that actually have a productive life but are down and out right now. You know, people that aren't in a breadline necessarily, but are scared and hurting because of a medical problem, a medical disaster, or and they really get lost in the shuffle because there's so many others that have needs also that seem to go before them. Mm-hmm. So I try to find those people that are working hard but have a catastrophe, and I can come in and help there. And it's right. Really hunt and search. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's someone else that says, listen, I'm just, if someone comes to me and says, I feel God wants, I need to tell you this story.
Yes.
And if it matches what we have I'll tell you the truth, if it hits my heart right, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell a story. You know, we got about 5 minutes left here, John. You know, give us some stories with Build It Ministries and lives that you've changed. You know, and just as you said, you know, you get a story, you hear the background, mm-hmm. and you feel confirmation that God says, yeah, do that project.
Well, one project, I think a year ago, we had a lady who has a disabled little girl who's growing up. I mean, she is one of those that can't function without help. And, you know, for a long time, her mother could lift her up, put her in the car, this kind of thing. And she's just getting too big. So my church, brought out the need. And the need was she needed a van. She needed a van that wheelchair accessible type of thing. And it just so happened that I had some connections to that kind of thing, and I was able, Build It Ministries was able, through some amazing people that could volunteer their skills and their finances, and we were able to get her a van that's wheelchair accessible. And from then on, and then about that time, she was gifted with a wheelchair. That, and so no longer did she have to lift that little one up, which was turning into not quite so little anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she could wheel her in or wheel her out, and her siblings were super excited because now they could go do stuff that they couldn't do before. That's an amazing blessing. And how did it happen? I heard it from the church.
Yeah.
And I said,
wow.
I want to help. And they said, and God put all the things together for us to be able to provide that.
Well, God bless you so much, John Schlitt. A website they can go to, so this way, this breaking news that you teased them about, they can find out about.
Absolutely. Just Google Petra, and sooner or later you're going to see the information.
Stay tuned for details, and also stay tuned for this album that I sense is on the horizon. We're talking full orchestration. We're talking classical gospel music, John Schlitt. I'm telling you, I'm hearing this. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, buddy, thank you.
How's that for a tease, huh? Stay tuned for details. you got it. All right, pal, take care. God bless you a ton. We'll talk to you. We'll see you next week.
God bless you, too.
Always great to talk
to you, my friend. Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just the perfect combination of ingredients, the pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then, obviously, the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? at an amazing price with no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern. Trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Troy Miller is with us, the president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, coming to us live from Nashville, Tennessee. All the cats are there. The buzz abounds. I'm on my way later on this afternoon. I will be there at NRB in Nashville and looking forward to it. And, Troy, I can say congratulations on another great convention that you put together there.
Oh, thanks, Phil. We're really excited because we have over 500 people more here this year than we did last year. So we're off to a great start. We had two great pastors get us going last night, James Ward and Jonathan Falwell. So we're just excited.
Well, exactly. And then tomorrow night, you got the former president in the house, right?
That's right. So we had a presidential forum. We invited the current president and the leading candidates, and the 45th president accepted. So he'll be addressing the National Religious Broadcast audience tomorrow.
Well, NRB comes together once a year. As I mentioned, this year we're all coming together in Nashville. And that's one thing, Troy. I agree. That's what I'm hearing a lot on the buzz is there's a lot of new people attending NRB, which says a lot about the religious broadcasters and its continuing influence, not only amongst the religious circles, but, the country at large, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, we live in a time where it's easier than ever. It's less expensive than ever to get into Christian communications. And so we have a lot of new folks here who started podcasts, who started blogs, who started radio programs. There's a lot of disinformation, as you know, going on and a lot of despair in this country. And people want to hear about hope. So Christian broadcasting is really celebrating a time of revival and growth and the audience.
Well, and at a time, Troy, as you say, that free speech is in the crosshairs. This era of the information age, misinformation, anonymous reporting, and that, and of course, NRB has been very active in supporting, free speech cases, right?
Oh, correct. We've done a number of amicus briefs, friend of court briefs of cases that are working their way through. You know, one of the most grievous situations going now is that we have a government that is weaponized against conservatives and particularly against Christian conservatives. And so we're on a case that happens to do with the government's colluding with social media organizations to silence certain messages that they don't like. And we don't see that there's ever an area where the government should be involved in speech. That was the whole idea behind the First Amendment, and this government, this administration in particular, seems to just completely ignore that.
Well, freedom is not free. It must be defended, and NRB is leading the charge. NRB is the International Christian Media Convention, the largest nationally and internationally recognized event dedicated solely to assist those in the field of Christian communications. All things Christian, all things conservative are in the crosshairs. This administration particularly has targeted, people of faith, whether we're talking about, pregnancy care centers that are being led by, people of faith, giving them hope as opposed to other entities that want to kill their babies.
Oh, yeah, we tell often there are four or five issues that will get you canceled on the mainstream media and social media today. So if you talk about marriage between a man and a woman, if you talk there's only two genders, male and female, if you want to be pro-life and protect babies, that will get you banned. If you want to talk about salvation through Jesus Christ, all of those are going to be defined as hate speech and get you kicked off of the mainstream media today.
Well, this happened with one of the pastors, Hibbs, Pastor Hibbs out of Chino. He goes to the Senate, right, and speaks truth to power. It kind of reminded me, Troy, I don't know if you saw this or not, but it reminded me of when Dr. Ben Carson, spoke at President Obama's prayer breakfast, right, and said, hey, look, you're killing all the black babies, abortion, and he, spoke truth to power. And Pastor Gibbs, Jack Gibbs, spoke truth to power, and you got, 25 Democrats that are just clutching their pearls, going crazy because they don't know what to do with the truth.
25, 26 Democrats who've written a letter asking for an investigation by the House into him simply speaking his convictions as a pastor that he was ordained and called to do.
Exactly. But, there it is. It's our First Amendment right that is being attacked. Troy, what about AM radio? I know that you're addressing this issue. There's controversy about, taking AM radio off of, having access as it traditionally has had. Break that down, if you would, for us.
Well, the first thing, so yes, we're supporting the piece of legislation moving through Congress called AM in the Dash. But the first thing about it was we got on, we started to call Congress, we raised this issue up in the mainstream media. It started with Ford Motor Company that was going to pull AM radios out of their new electric cars. And we were able to put us and some other organizations enough pressure that Ford reversed that. So so that was the first good thing for there. And several other car makers have backed away from it as well. But we're trying to get this legislation through right now. It was blocked by one senator, but we've been meeting with different teams to work through what those issues are, and it's alive. It has bipartisan support. It's one of the rare things going through Congress with bipartisan support. So we're very optimistic that this is going to move all the way through and we're going to get it across the goal line.
Why is AM radio so critical, to our culture and to, our local communities?
Well, first, there's just a couple of technical reasons why AM radio is one of the primary sources of the emergency alert system. And so AM reaches farther than FM. Very rural. I grew up in rural Nebraska. A lot of rural communities depend on AM radio. But the other thing is that if you look at the dominant genres that are on AM radio, it's conservative talk and it's Christian talk and teaching. Those are the two predominant genres on AM radio. So we don't think it was any accident that the very progressive groups went after AM radio with these car manufacturers. It wasn't about a $35 part and electronic interference.
Right, exactly. Well, it's shades and memories of what happened with the Tea Parties, right? When President Obama kind of winked at Lois Lerner and said, maybe the IRS should look into these conservative groups, right? And the attacks have happened ever since.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point because, not only in the IRS with the wink there, but look at how weaponized the Justice Department has been against pro-lifers, against Catholics, and investigations. And we find out that the Justice Department, without any warrants, without any active case, with no subpoenas, were able to convince the financial institutions to turn over data transactions of people who were buying Bibles or buying other spiritual or religious books or simply going to outdoor stores. And so, yeah, it's just amazing the era we live in that we have a government that is working against us if they don't agree with the same ideologies and the same doctrines that we agree.
Yeah. Well, we got about a minute and a half left here, Troy. As the president and CEO of NRB, the objectives that you see coming forth, I think one of the keys, and you and I haven't had a chance to touch on this, is that I believe that we're on a verge of a revival of epic proportions. We're already seeing bonfires of revival happening around the world. I mean, because you have an international community that's speaking this way, right? And I think it's just a matter of time, as Charles Finney says, a revival happens when it's most needed. And NRB is, you know, particularly positioned to help be the head of the spear of all this, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're supporting our members' right to communicate and to reach into the public sector. And look, I talk to a lot of churches, a lot of ministries around the country, and you're exactly right. We're seeing, I think, the beginnings of a revival. We've seen it start on some college campuses already. I've talked to a pastor, the Justice, last week. They baptized over 1,100 people in the month of January. People that were coming out of liberal churches and progressive ideologies that came in and said that it's all failed us. I need to really hear the truth. So, yeah, I really think that the darker it gets, God's on the move, and even a small light shines brighter.
Well, Troy Miller, congratulations again on this convention. I'll be joining you there in Nashville later on this afternoon, and look forward to seeing you face-to-face. And again, thank you for coming on the show and talking to our audience.
All right. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I need the mind of Christ to come and cover me. I need the mind of Christ to come and set me free. This
minutes before the top of the hour, that is the time. I'm Bill Martinez. Kim Gentry Meyer is back with us. It's been too long since we've had a chance to talk, since summer and the release of her album, Herald, which is just done outstanding. And we've got lots to catch up on, to hear from, Mrs. Massachusetts herself, the uber talented, I mean, at every turn. Kim, do you ever feel like overwhelmed with all the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with? I mean, here you are. You're a noted poet, a songwriter, a singer, doing all these great things for the kingdom. I don't know how you do it all.
Well, thank you, Bill. Those are very generous comments. You know, I think, gosh, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to give back to the Lord. The gifts he's given me. And, you know, I've taken a lot of time to try to cultivate them to the best of my ability. And there just comes a point where you say, okay, I want to release, right? I want to release it. I want to get everything out there I can while I'm walking on this earth. And so, I think, gosh, we should all be overwhelmed by all there is to do, right? But we go to the source of strength. Exactly. We go to the Lord. We go to Jesus Christ. So every day, I just ask for renewal, for strength. I just depend on him for my strength and for guidance. And I think that's what centers me and helps me not feel overwhelmed.
Right. Do you feel, because of what is happening in our culture today, do you feel an increasing sense of urgency?
Yeah, Bill, I really do. One of my songs, Mind of Christ, really talks about, this pressing issue of mental health and depression and anxiety and just this darkness that surrounds us sometimes. I think especially coming out of the pandemic, because some folks still are, really struggling with that. And just in general, like you said, just the culture, everything that's weighing down on us. I think it's very timely to be a voice, to be a herald, as my album is called. The Lord directly, said, you're my herald. And I asked him, for more guidance. How can I use my gifts for you? Who am I to you? And he said, you're my herald. And so, that's kind of how this project all came about. And I think there's no, no better time and really a sense of urgency to get out there and to proclaim truth and restoration and goodness and faith. And especially in this area of renewing your mind. The Bible talks over and over about, you know, renewing the mind and how really the battle's for the mind. And so that is something really central, I think, to this album and to my ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is critical part. It's all critical. You know, the weapons of our warfare is noted in the book of Ephesians. And we take that for granted, but, you know, you look at what's happening in the culture today and how our minds have been impacted by the culture. I mean, this has been a progressive grooming that's taken place. And if you are not reconciling the things of the world with the things of God, which is what you do in renewing that mind, you're asking the critical question, does this add or take away from the kingdom, right?
Yes. Oh, Bill, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, another verse to kind of go with this verse you just gave, which I love, is Romans 8:6. And that is really the anchor scripture for the song Mind of Christ. It's the bridge, essentially. And it says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, as you just said. But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. And so we just have to, you know, proclaim that life and peace is only found in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And at this time, when we find ourselves, the signs are there, Kim, as you see and you've noted, the end time signs are quite evident. And God would not want us to be ignorant of that. He has pointed it out quite clearly in His Word. He wants us to be mature. It is time for us to get off the baby milk and the baby pablum and step up and take our faith seriously, because our family, our friends, our neighbors, our world is counting on us, are they not?
Amen. Yes, Bill. I absolutely agree. We need to be in alignment. And I think we need to, you know, wake up every morning and that needs to be the priority of our day. And we just need to say, Lord, guide me, show me what, you know, I'm getting off track about. Show me how to come into alignment with you, with your word, with your power, and your purpose for my life. And that really is what Herald is all about.
Well, interesting, because when we talked about before, and I thought about this, I go, wow, that's right, this is your debut solo album, Herald. What was that like? I mean, because this is like, you know, like God saying, you're my herald. You know, like anyone who is appointed and sanctified by God, we with humility hear that message and you say, God, you got the right person? You sure you met me? You know, it's the same thing like with, God's conversation with Moses, right? And he says, hey, this is what I want you to do. And he goes, I'm weak of speech. I'm ill-equipped. And, you know, God says, no, look, I'm the one who created you. I created all things, and including your speech as you see it in a deficient manner. But I'm telling you, you are going to be the one. And when God puts his super on your natural, then get ready, right?
Right. Yes, Bill. No, I think at the beginning, you know, when the Lord really started revealing these things to me and really just kind of giving me these words and saying, go do it. I at first I resisted. I said, no, I don't think I can do that. No, I think my time has passed. You know, no, I don't think I can have that kind of significance. But he really, he just really gently brought me along to the place of understanding. Mm-hmm. Well, Kim, you're right. You can't. That natural you just said, Bill, you can.
Right.
But I can. Right. I can. You know, and so I'm going to take your humility and I'm going to give it my confidence. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you out at a time in your life where you have to depend on my strength. You have to depend on my voice. And I'm setting you out to do this. And so it has been very humbling, but it's also been very, I think, just rewarding in a sense of it's a testimony, you know, that he's kind of writing now in real time for me, Bill, because I've already been able to share with a lot of people who, you know, also have these kind of creative things inside of them, but they just don't feel like they're worthy or they have anything to contribute at this point in their life, or they're just kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. And I can say to them, say what I said. You know, just say, Lord, what do you have for me? Who am I to you? So be ready to listen. Be ready for me to knock your socks off, right? And then be ready to do what he says and to step out in faith. And confidence and humility, it's an interesting balance, don't you think, Bill, that we have to have in this kind of public eye?
Yeah, without a doubt. The thing that blows me away sometimes is that when God gives you something, I call it the revelatory word of God that comes direct from his throne room, and he drops it into your spirit, and then you, without hesitation, you speak it out, and you know it didn't come from you. It causes you to have that kind of Salem moment, you know, that pause moment, and sometimes the audience is not sure how to respond to it, because you're still absorbing the significance and the power of what God has deposited into your spirit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, it is that walking by faith, not by sight in a lot of ways, because while I feel like he's doing it and he's done it and he will do it, I don't see it all yet, but I just have to do every day. I just have to say, Lord, how can I be your herald today?
Right.
You know, Lord, how can I be your herald when I talk to Bill? You know, Lord, how can I be your herald when I do this or that or say this or that? And I think you're right. I absolutely believe in the revelatory, word of God. And people that don't, I say, well, you know what? Then find out for yourself. Ask him, because I guarantee you he'll say something back to you.
Exactly. Because last time I checked, he says his word goes out and it doesn't come back void, right?
It does not. No, it does not come back void. And so, you know, I've a lot of conversations with a lot of folks. It's interesting. Harold's really brings a lot of people into my path, and some of them have questions and, you know, may not necessarily know what they think about all of this, but I just say, take it to the source, and you're right. You know, his word does not come back void, and Bill, that's why I pack all of the songs I write with scripture. I have anchor scriptures, multiple for every song, because if I can just be singing scripture, that's going to go out. That doesn't come back void. If I can just get out of the way, you know, I can't screw it up that bad if it's scripture, right? You get a new song that way, Bill.
Exactly. Yeah, don't blame me. Blame the Spirit of God. He wrote it. You know, so.
That's right. That's the Lord told me to do it. That's right.
Exactly.
That is absolutely.
Well, look, we got about a minute left here. You have a distinctive folk pop musical style, as they've described. What's the roots of that?
Yeah. You know, that's just, I've always gravitated towards that style. And my brother and I used to have a little vertically focused folk duo, and I think, you know, my style has continued to evolve out of that to be just the sound. It's just who I am, Bill, and I think, you know, I've just come to this point. I'm going to embrace exactly who I am and my sound, because it's from him and it's of him. And so, yeah, that's really that. And you know, Mind of Christ has, we have a music video that we did for that, and you can find that on YouTube, you know, Kim Gentry Meyer. But, and it has that folk, it definitely has that folk pop kind of sound you're talking about. It's a really good representation of my sound, I think.
Well, Kim Gentry Meyer has been our guest. Her new album, Herald, it's been out there, and many others are heralding just the blessing that it is and the great cuts that are there. Kim, how can people be in touch?
Yes. My website is kind of the hub for all things Kim Gentry Meyer, and it's just KimGentryMeyer.com, KimGentryMeyer.com. From there, you can reach out to me or find any of my work.
You see, on top of all her other talents, she has to show off and demonstrate that she knows how to spell. Amazing woman that she is. Kim Gentry Meyer. Kim, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Take care. God bless.
Bill, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know